Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting show, the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, and Justin is out this week, but our guest is going to pull double duty and co-host for us as well, so that'll be fun. And folks, we're so excited to have Blaine Ochoa back with us. She is Miss Houston, and she, I believe, was on the show before she was crowned Miss Houston, and she's going to come back and share some of her insight and experiences. I think it's always good that we follow up with folks when we can and see how they impact the world around them. And I know Blaine has just been doing just that, being an influencer, but involved with empowering kids and adults and charities and all kinds of stuff. So Blaine, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be back, and it's good to hear from you.
All right. Yeah, good to hear. I know some of the time the things that you posted with our banner and your picture kind of helped. You're helping the show, man. That's why I can say that, that's for sure. But it's always good to have our banner attached to your countenance. They're awesome stuff. So
thank you. So
for folks that don't know you, let kind of, tell us a little bit about your history and growing up and kind of what led you down the path that you were able to be Miss Houston. So if you want, kind of give us some background.
I grew up in Crystal Beach, Texas. So it was a very small beach town community on the Baldwin Peninsula. I was born in Galveston. And then I graduated from High Island High School as a valedictorian. So I took my education very seriously, and I still think education is very serious today, which I'll get into that a little bit later during our conversation. But then I went to Texas State University and graduated from Texas State with a degree in communication studies. And so I've been doing a lot of different work in the media right now, doing TV, radio, contributing, writing for a magazine, independent journalistic work, and then also pursuing a career in the entertainment industry as an actress and singer and model, and then recently won Miss Houston USA. So that's kind of, I guess, an overview of my life story, kind of.
So were you a contributor for the TV station, or were you kind of a regular? I know you were on one of the local affiliates down there.
I did. I worked for KBMT 12 News for about a year, and I actually did the advertising with them. However, I did contribute to the beauty and wardrobe segments on occasion. So that was fun. That kind of gave me my beginning, I guess, experience in, on-air TV contributing work. And then so recently, I started contributing with a TV station in Houston called MTV Houston. Made my little anchor debut there recently. And then also did some live coverage for the Hum Awards this year on the red carpet. So that was a great experience, good time. And then now I'm co-hosting a cooking segment show with a good friend of mine. His name's Adrian Perez. He's a professional chef in Houston. But for the holidays, I joined with him, and we are doing healthy, fun cooking options, anything related to the holidays, with cooking. So that's a great time. We've been to Fox. We've been in kind of all over Texas, San Antonio, Houston. We have Beaumont. We're doing the Beaumont station next week, or the following week, I'm sorry. We're doing Houston again at Box 26 this Friday, so, and then Austin as well. So we've kind of been busy with that, but it's a great time, and those are just independently done segments that we're doing.
Now, on that, just kind of curious from a personal note here, you have an agent or somebody booking those for you, or how are you getting onto those affiliates? Are y'all, or did you already have contact? Go ahead.
Well, see, between him and I, we have a variety of different contacts in the TV business in Houston and Beaumont, so we are actually booking those ourselves.
Nice. Yes. Who needs a middleman when you can do it yourself?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, y'all going to do any kind of mainline, like KRIV, KPRC? Y'all going to do any some of those folks in your sites for their morning shows, too? Or how does that work?
Yeah. So, we've been doing the morning shows on, Fox 26.
Fox 26, right.
And then Fox 29 in San Antonio. Fox 26 Houston, I think Fox 29 San Antonio.
Okay.
And then we are doing the KBMT, like I said, next 2 weeks from now.
Awesome.
But yeah,
awesome.
And then I forget the Austin station. I didn't do that one with him, but yeah, those are some good shows as well.
Okay. Excellent. So, so grew up, like you said, grew up very humbly, right? And and got you to, putting in for. Becoming Miss Houston, talk a little bit about that journey and talk about some of the mental aspects of that in terms of putting up with other people and contestants and believing in yourself. So what was that like?
Yeah, so being Miss Houston has always been a dream since I was very young. I grew up watching the pageants on TV, Miss America and Miss USA. And so I compete in the Miss USA system. And so this one, you don't have to have a talent. They judge you on swimsuit, interview, and evening gown. But anyway, so I grew up very, very, goal-oriented in wanting to become Miss Houston. And so I competed one time when I for the teen division in high school and then didn't do very well, but it was a great experience. And then I went on to college, and I decided that I didn't want to compete in the Miss division until after I graduated college. And so once I did, I started competing again. And so I competed for Miss Houston 2 times before I won. And so I was first runner-up and second runner-up before the third time I competed and won the title. But yeah, during those couple of years, it really taught me a lot about myself, a lot about, hard work and perseverance and not giving up, really, even when it gets tough and kind of even when you want to give up. I almost didn't compete that third time around because I had gotten second runner up the year before. And I was like, well, I went back a step, and it really kind of discouraged me a little bit, but I had to step back and, just relook at my goal and relook at why I wanted to do it and why I wanted to become Miss Houston. And, I decided that it was worth it to try again and worth it to give it one more shot. So I did. And, obviously it was a dream come true, and I will always remember that day. And it's been an incredible year. So I'm very blessed and very thankful. And it's really neat to just actually live in your dream, and live in something that you've been working so hard for years, and to just, take full advantage of that in every experience that comes your way within that.
That's awesome. So now that you've been Miss Houston, does this mean you compete at a higher level for like Miss Texas and beyond, or no, it just kind of, it is what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, so winning Miss Houston USA, I represented the city of Houston at Miss Texas USA, and
okay.
I did that in September. Yeah, so it was a lot of training. So at the beginning of my year, I was training for Miss Houston basically from January till April. And when I won, I had kind of like a couple weeks off, and then I went right into my training for Miss Texas, which was Labor Day weekend. And so I did well. I was a semifinalist, so very thankful for that. And it was just such an honor to have Houston, across my chest, during
sure.
the competition. So very, very thankful for that. But yeah, so that was a great experience. And now, that's over. Now I kind of get to focus on more of charity work and kind of more of the other areas, that I can help and give back. So it's been amazing, incredible journey.
Has on your journey so far, like what have you experienced that has kind of blown you away that you never saw coming or was like a big
during
surprise
Miss
yeah mm-hmm. during Miss, yeah
yeah. There, yeah there's been a few things. One, I covered my first magazine cover, and they did a story over me, so that was really exciting. It was actually for Luxor magazine, which is a magazine geared to the Hispanic community. That was an honor, great honor. Another one, that these are kind of like the highlights, I guess, that
sure.
that are really neat for me. My good friend, Joanne King-Herring, asked me to be her escort as she was being honored for an award in Houston. And so just to have that honor, Joanne King Herring is a Houston legend, if, yep. you know, for the listeners who don't know her. But she was in Charlie Wilson's ward. Julie Roberts played her character. She basically single-handedly, you know, saved the country of Afghanistan, you know, and brought them to a more of a prosperity level from what they were going through. And, you know, she's a diplomat, done a lot of wonderful things in Houston with charity organizations and beyond. She's a huge role model for me. So just to be, you know, have her ask me that was a huge honor. You know, I was in my crown and sash, so definitely a moment I'll never forget. And then another thing that I, you know, was really neat for me, I didn't see coming was I got to speak to the Lamar University TV news class recently. And so through my work, I haven't picked the traditional route of work, you know, with what I do. So basically I'm an independent journalist. I contribute for a variety of different TV stations, you know, as opposed to working for just one now. And I write for a magazine. So the work I do is very different. I guess I don't work for a corporate company. I don't, you know, I work for myself in that way. And so a friend of mine asked me to come speak to his class and, you know, just talk about my journey, talk about what I'm doing and kind of get the kids to think outside the box and to take risks and to step out and, you know, really just, you know, don't confine yourself to, I guess, sticking to society's norms in that and really just go after your dream. So that was neat, just to be able to speak to the university. My mom actually graduated from there as well. So it was really, and I didn't go to that school. So it was just really neat for me to, you know, go there and do that. Great experience, great opportunity.
That's good. You know, hearing, I think, you know, seeing, like you said, like you telling them that they can reach their goals if they stay focused on their dream and keep acting. I mean, that's the one thing I think you've done is you're not just a dreamer. You're there executing. You're getting crap done. You know what I mean?
Thank
like
you.
You're hustling.
Thank
you're not
you.
Hustling, but you know
yes,
what I mean?
And that's,
you're getting
yeah,
it out
yeah.
there. You're getting that work out there. And that's,
yeah.
That's what I like.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's, yes, and that's something that, you know, I think we need to highlight on for others to know that it doesn't just take, you know, dreaming or wishing or thinking, but you have to go out and do it, you know, make those actions, make intentional moves, you know, to get you where you want to be. So that's definitely important.
Definitely. So let's talk about some of the folks, different folks you've empowered during the course of the year.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to MD Anderson, but what are some other places where you got to spend some quality time with folks and really sit with them and empower them?
Yeah, we I did a charity work with We See Abilities. We actually partner, the Miss Houston organization partners with that organization. And it is an organization that helps people with disabilities and helps children. And so I participated in the Mr. Wonderful pageant earlier this year, and I was able to escort a young boy who had autism and really just encourage him. And we did a whole walk around, and afterwards he was crowned. And just to see him, you know, so happy and joyful, and to be there and able to encourage him was very rewarding for me. It was a very special moment, and, you know, really makes you realize how blessed we are. You know, even if, you know, we don't have, you know, disabilities, it doesn't matter, you know, how bad our life can be, you know, but we're still very blessed, each and every one of us. And then I also did some work with MD Anderson recently in the pediatric center. That was very, very special and humbling as well. And then Best Buddies. Best Buddies is another organization that we have partnered with. And so I have my best buddy, and we just did the annual gala for that. And so that was another opportunity to where we got to encourage and uplift the kids and just make them feel loved and special and really just celebrate in inclusivity. So that was very rewarding as well. I mean, so those are a few that are close to my heart, but also just being from the Hispanic community, it's been really neat for me to get to empower, especially young girls in that way within the Latin and Hispanic community as well, and encourage them, you know, also that they can reach their dreams, you know, and goals too.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, do you think, I'm just going to ask that, like, I would like to think in 2019 that applies to all ethnicities, but do you think even
just
more so the people of quote, quote, color? Not that, you know what I mean? I mean, just so I would think that resonated across probably a lot of different ethnicities.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know. And side note, the Miss Universe was recently held in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's been the first African-American woman to win the title in the past, I don't know how many years, maybe like 10 or so years. So, and actually all of the Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss Teen USA right now are all African-American women. So, you know, that's very neat and empowering as well.
Very, very much so. Very much so. Mm-hmm. And starting to see, starting to see some inclusion and diversity.
Yeah.
That's really good. So, all right. Now, were you at a function benefiting Arthritis Foundation?
Yes, yes, I do. I work with the Arthritis Foundation of Houston. Oops. And so I'm on the host committee. So I, helped set up the event, the gala, as well as I'm really good at the auction items. So that's kind of where the area where I focus on is the silent auction items. So it's been great for me to be a part of that. It's actually my third year to be a part of it this past year. It was held in October. And the Arthritis Foundation, we're the number one Arthritis Foundation in the U.S. The Houston Gala Bone Bash is the number one event, and so we're very proud to do so well in that area. And arthritis affects so many people, you know, in the U.S. You know, from smaller cases to larger cases. So it's an organization that, you know, really helps many, which I like.
Okay, all right, and let's see, the LCA Houston International Society, or something at Tootsie's, was that something you were part of? Okay,
That was actually the first magazine I started writing for. The reason I got that opportunity, because when I was first in Miss Houston, the publisher of the magazine was actually one of my judges. And so after the pageant was over, funny side note story. She contacted me after the pageant and asked if I wanted to write, you know, as a contributing writer for her magazine. As she knew in our interview, I mentioned, you know, I love to write. And so, I started writing with her. I did that for about 2 years, and my column, Beauty with Blaine, was in her magazine. And so she is a friend, she's a good friend of mine, you know, still to this.
Uh-oh. Still to this day. Let's see if she comes back. Hopefully. Ronan's out there. She's in a rainstorm. So maybe she'll make it back. Yes, the lovely white noise.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're back. Yay, you're back.
I lost you. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you made it back. Awesome.
Okay, good. So now I write for Bay Area Houston Magazine. I write two different articles a month for that magazine. So one is over beauty, health, and fitness, and then one is over anything else I want to write about. So recently, I've been doing more medical and about law and social media. So it's been neat for me to, you know, write about different things in that magazine.
Good. And so you're a contributor for them, just a regular contributor?
Yes, monthly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
And I love writing. Writing is such a great way to, you know, express yourself and also encourage and empower others.
Yeah, and... If you're right, even close to how you speak, it's just so clear and cogent, you know, and I think that is a skill. I mean, that is a skill. I mean, it's a talent, but it's also a skill, but it's also something that gets lost, and a lot of people don't value that. But I, you know, somebody who can write, that is an amazing, you know, an amazing skill, and something that I miss back in the day. I was writing a whole lot, and now I'm doing a lot of more applied session work and whatnot, and not writing. And I actually tried to write. I do some reports, and I had somebody read one of my technical reports, and like, dude, like, you're down to fifth grade. Like, what happened to you? Whatever. I was like, uh-oh. But that's something that I have to keep it up, or you kind of use it or lose it almost. But that's great that you're still writing. I also like the fact that you're not, as an independent contributor, like you said, you're kind of like your own boss, you know, and it keeps you nimble. Mm-hmm. You can go for this magazine or this TV station or make a cameo appearance here or do this TV show there. So that's interesting. You said earlier that you're also leaning in the future for, and I know you did didn't you do a Christmas song last year to somebody?
Remember? I did.
Are you going to re-roll that out? It's about time.
Yes, I won't do another Christmas single right now, but I will. As soon as my season reign is over, that'll be my main focus, is my music career and acting career. So, yes, I'm very excited for that. So I will probably be releasing some music in the near future, the next year or two.
I think you should go at it, man. You need to do some conjunto carnal. I mean, we got to bring back, you'd be like the new Shelly Lares, or the, you know, we got to bring back Johnny Canales, man. We got to get back to our roots, man. So,
right.
Those Corpus people, man. We can't let the Corpus people hold down Tejano. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I may need to learn Spanish fluently. I'm kind of like,
it's okay, man.
I don't know Spanish fluently, so I'm going to work on that.
That's why it's Tejano, baby. You don't have to. Just get it. Just get it right, man. Get Albert Samora or whatever. He's got a couple of kids, you know, and bring you on the stage. Uh-huh. That'd be great, man. That'd be great. Do a little get you down there at Far West in San Antonio, man. Anyway, that's our Tejano moment here on LA. You're laughing. I know you're laughing. You're like, man, I can't believe this dude just said that. it's a possibility, though, man. I mean,
you know, absolutely.
You can throw the Tejano card, man. Like, siento por ciento. I am. I really am. Like, for real. Like, I am. Anyway, you forgot that's its own ethnicity, girl. Come on now. All right.
I'm half
that's Mexican. That's it, baby. That's it. I'm part Tejano, too, just on the Güero side. That's it, though. But I'm puro Texan here as well. But anyway, I just figured I'd give you a hard time there. but hey, you know what I'm saying? It's an avenue. You know, it's an avenue. Because I was thinking about
for
that.
Sure.
I was thinking about, man, you know, who in the Tejano space that's a female? I can't even name anybody that's not 50 years old. You know what I mean? Someone.
Yeah, I know.
So it could be something to look at.
It's a good. I think you're right.
And if you're listening to the show,
Selena, basically.
If you are a young Tejano artist, female, beside Albert Samora's daughter, Lyric. Please call me and we'll get you on the show, and I'll apologize publicly. But other than that, I really don't know what's going on. But so with the acting, so what do you, I mean, you flying out to LA, you doing Lee Strasberg School of Acting, or is there a studio in Houston?
Yeah.
Or what's tell me what you're doing to buff that up and trying to get that going.
Yeah. So now I am signed with Paige Park's agency in Houston.
Nice.
And so I've been, so I'm very excited to be with her, agency. So I've been doing gigs in Texas, auditions in Texas primarily. And then, however, I'm actually going to LA in February. And I believe I'll be meeting with my director's agent and kind of seeing what we can do over there in LA. And so making moves that way.
Okay.
So ultimately, you know, that's
what I was gonna say. Were you in Vegas this last week?
I was.
Were you in Las Vegas this last week or something?
I was there for a Christmas party.
I was there. I just flew back. That's why I texted you. I was there.
Yeah.
But
sometimes I see my texts and then sometimes
I got the ghost response. But yeah, man, I was there from like Thursday to Sunday, so. So that's good.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. I flew up for a friend's Christmas party.
I see. Nice. I was at the UFC fight. So
you what?
I was at the UFC fight. you know, people beating each other up with guns. Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, I saw that we were in the same town there for a microsecond. But
Vegas is always a good time.
it's always fun, or if not, very interesting. So, but getting back to your acting, so. Man, that's a great agency you signed with. That is probably the best hands down situation in the Houston market. So, great job there. Now, are you taking classes? Are you doing like community theater? Are you doing any? You know, I know you're auditioning, but are you doing any kind of training?
So yes, for sure. I'm doing auditions, but also I'm also still training, also taking classes. I don't think you should ever stop taking classes or stop learning. So. Yes, between auditions and classes, and staying busy with it.
Okay, man.
It's going really good, really well. It's fun to be, at a good place where, your hard work is paying off and, you're seeing progress in something. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. So I'm really happy with where I am.
So of the two, between singing and acting, what do you think would be, what do you think might hit for you harder, better?
I'm hoping both. That's something I've always been very passionate about. Both, kind of like J-Lo.
Okay.
The sky's the limit.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, ultimately, singing has always been my my number one. So more so music. However, acting is right there too. So I think it's better. It's better if you're more versed and fluent in both. If you're an entertainer, if your goal is to be a successful entertainer, I think to be a triple double threat is better than one. So,
and I've worked with people that have gone on AGT, America's Got Talent. Have you thought about going through that channel, or you're just going to go with agents, you'll just go through straight?
I think I'm going to go the other way, the regular way. I've thought about going on, shows. My family has encouraged me to go on shows, but I've never really wanted to do that. So I'll just go with the agent route.
No, agent route's fine. That's fine. So you gotta keep note of all these agents and stuff. I might be hitting you up for not so much for singing, but for acting. So this one guy promised me, he's like, man, I'm going to cast you as a cop. You look more like a cop than cops I've casted as cops. I'm like, okay, all right. So hopefully his movie will get off the ground. I'll get that IMDb page blowing, right?
And,
so how you start is how you finish, man. I might get this done by 60.
True.
But, there's more work for the seniors, I guess. But or not as much competition. How's that? Anyway. Well, good. It sounds like you've been keeping busy. Now, was this the Hilton Americas? Was that the Altus Gala? Was that a charity function? What was going on there?
That was for the Altus Foundation of Houston. They help underprivileged people who can afford medical care, anything in the medical realm. So they help with that. So that was great. I went with one of my girlfriends who owns a MRI facility and medical facility in Houston. So I went as her guest, and we had a great time. And it's just, they do such a wonderful job. They raise a lot of money at those galas. So that was great to be a part of.
Right. All right. So how was it for your mom and your sister to see that big poster of you there? Was that Beaumont Main Street Market?
I didn't even know. I thought that was in Houston, and they sent me a photo. They texted it to me, and so that was actually in Beaumont, at the Civic Center. I think it was a big market they were having, and so I did modeling work for Urban Rocks Jewelry Company in Houston, and so they had a big poster of my face there in Beaumont. that was fun to see.
It's a little bit more, but the face, we'll just leave it at that. So good. So where was that a surprise to your mom and sister? Were they just tripping or what? I know they got the picture.
Yeah. That was actually my aunt and my cousin. Aunt. Yeah. Okay. So they were super excited to see it. And it's pretty neat.
I see. Okay. Got it. Cause Diana's somebody. Okay. My bad. It was a third party.
No, you're good. But it's funny though, you know, when you randomly get photos or see yourself. I was actually in Beaumont probably a couple months ago, and I was at the gym. I was working out, and I saw myself on TV. It was a commercial that I did for a lady who owns a spa company here in Beaumont. I was interviewing her, and so yeah, I saw that randomly. I was like, oh, that's me.
That's so cool.
It's kind of funny, you know, when things like that happen.
I know, and you're in the middle of the year too, and in the middle of your
like a double
cycle. Yeah, and you'll be able to kind of build on that. So, right. Sounds like you did some stuff with the Junior League of Houston earlier in the month.
That was
Miss India. Miss India, 1996. What was going on there?
That was for the Pratham Luncheon. So they support children in India underprivileged, you know, who can't afford education. And so I love education is huge to me. And so I love supporting charities like that, that's geared towards education, helping children.
Oh, it's like she went off the, there you are. You're back. Go ahead. She's not back. Hello. Maybe she'll come back.
Highlight on why, I guess. Do what?
Oh, there you are. Keep going. You're back.
I was going to say, or go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up. You were talking about the mission work.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I was getting like a flash flood warning.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like storming where I'm at. So I had the warning came in.
We'll just have to be patient, yes.
But anyways, so back to education. So when I did mission work in South Africa when I was in college, and I worked with Impact Africa, which is an organization that helps children who can't afford education and food as well. Some of these children live, you know, on the streets. And so Impact Africa does is they help children and take them off the streets and provide them with a home and food and education. And so I worked with them. And then when I got back to the States, I started sponsoring a little girl and sponsor her food and education. So I would send money monthly. But I wanted to highlight on why education is so important is because, you know, when you give a child an education, you're opening so many doors and so many opportunities for them, especially in underprivileged countries like that. And, you know, you're not only just helping one person, you know, you're helping a whole community and village, you know, when you're providing them with education and food in particular too. You know, you're not only nourishing them, but you're nourishing their whole family. And so it's been really great for me to partner and work, do charity work with that organization as well. And I do more work with Food for the Hungry also, which I sponsor a little girl in Guatemala as well for her food and education too. So those are two charities I'm very passionate about and I'm very close to my heart.
Now, will you get to go there and see the kids? Are you going to travel?
Yes, actually I will be traveling to Guatemala in March.
Okay.
To see my little girl. Her name's Amanda in Guatemala, and that's through Food for the Hungry. So I'm looking forward to that and continuing to plan that trip, but really just to meet her and just see what's happening down there and see, you know, how I can be of more help and see, you know, what the organization is doing. But I've seen Impact Africa. I've seen that firsthand and what the work that they're doing in Africa. But I would love to see, you know, what Food for the Hungry is doing in Guatemala and see how I can help more.
Perfect.
Looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Awesome. Hey, let's talk a little bit. I know you have a friend that is, I know I'm going to be talking to her, let her know that I'm going to be talking to her, but I think talk about the Diagnostic Center in Houston. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? That stinks when my audio goes out. You know what I mean? Hopefully she can hear me. Blaine, can you hear me? I tell you, man, when you're in a South Texas rainstorm on your cell phone, it just, anything can happen, folks. That's just the way it is. Just got to be patient. But there she is.
Hello.
You back? There you are. You're back.
I'm back.
So the next topic I wanted to cover, I know you were out at the Infinity Diagnosis Center in Houston, and I don't, if that's what Jessica Hatch was affiliated with, just talk a little bit about that if you wanted to.
Yeah, for sure. So Hatching for Health is an organization that Jessica has founded, and that organization helps children with rare disabilities, who don't get as much, I guess, spotlight, or there's not much awareness, on those disabilities that they have. And so she started that a few years ago, and she's been a dear friend of mine. So she asked me to come on the show and kind of just encourage the girls. She brought in a few children who had disabilities, and I was able to speak with them, and they were all able to ask me one question of their choice, and it was really neat for me to love on them and answer their questions that they had. And so that they actually performing, or we formed a video about it. So we'll release that video as well as her interviewing me too. We'll release that, I think, in the next week. But that was a great opportunity and very rewarding for me to be a part of as well.
Good. I know it's a lot of your stuff is with kids and, struggling with illness and those things. So I think that's really good. I like how you've done a good job. And other people have too, kind of cataloging your movements. Here's why you probably think I'm crazy. You were at the Teen Miss Houston pageant. So I think I got the winner of that pageant thinking it was your, see what I'm saying? I think so, right? Or no. What was on December 2nd? Was there a pageant on December 2nd?
Oh, yes. That was the Miss Teen USA pageant. It was Miss Texas Teen USA pageant.
Okay.
So my Miss Houston teen competed. Rita Goble. She competed, and I went there to support her. She represented Houston, the teen category.
Okay.
She did a wonderful job.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I love
her and adore her so much. She would be good to have come on the show, one day too. She's wonderful. We've become very close.
Well, that's good. That's real good. And so where was that pageant held on December? Was that in Houston or was that somewhere else? The Miss Teen,
that was
Miss
in
Texas.
Houston.
Okay.
Yes, that was in Houston at the same place where Miss Texas is, at the Hilton Houston Post Oak by the Galleria.
All right. That's good. So sounds like you've gone through a lot of clothing. Do these folks give you the outfit? I just got to ask.
Right.
I have to have a new outfit for
every event.
Bro, just dress after dress and pants. And
I know. Yeah, some of it's funny. Some of it's mine. Some of it's sponsored clothing. And some of it I borrow from friends, too. Sometimes I have no time to go shopping. And sometimes I do go shopping. But, yeah, it's a whole combination to help me look the way I do.
I see that you're part of the Sackowitz. I'm glad to see they're still in
Sackowitz
business. The first.
Yeah.
Did they get?
They're one of our sponsors, actually.
All right.
When we won, we received a beautiful fur.
Well, I was going to see. I was going to make sure that you got a fur coat fur out of that thing. So that's good. All right, man. Well, that's.
And I actually did a commercial for them a couple of years ago, and they still run it, or I'm in the commercial. So yeah, they've been friends of mine for a few years. They're great people.
Well, that's great, y'all. And they've just been around like Joanne King Herring, man. I think, just a staple of Houston,
Absolutely.
I'm friends with her on Facebook. So I mean,
she came to support me at Miss Texas when I competed in September. So that was a huge honor. She was in the audience.
Have her rooting for it. That's big stuff.
Yeah.
So
very special.
Okay. So on that Miss Houston, is there a Miss Academy? What is that? Is that something that's part of the training?
So Miss Academy is owned by Crystal Stewart, and Crystal Stewart also owns the Miss Houston pageant. And so the Miss Academy is a training school for girls and women on etiquette, walking, you know, wardrobe, how to present yourself, how to look your best. And so the Miss Academy sponsors the Miss Houston pageant. And so, yes. And Crystal Stewart, if you, you guys don't know about her, she is a former Miss USA, and Miss USA 2008, I believe. And she, obviously Miss Texas, because you have to be Miss Texas to be Miss USA. And then also as an actress. So she was in Acrimony recently. So she co-starred in that with Taraji P.
Wow.
And so the Tyler Perry film. So yeah, okay. she's a great friend of mine now. And I'll actually be going out with her to L.A. That's who I'll be going with in February.
Okay, that's good company. And she's on the march. Yeah. She's getting some spots and gets you on there. That's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, I think... Okay. You know, things are really going to happen. Like you said, you're positioning yourself, you know, really well, and just it seems, you know, doing
Thank
it all
you.
Right. You know, you got fashion events, charity events, like I said, some spots here, stuff on TV, the cooking spots off and on. It's been really good. So I think that's really good. But it's something that you got to be singing. I haven't seen any singing.
Right, I know.
Or this part of the year, so we got to bust out, or at least bring back. What was the name of the song you did with that fellow? It was a duet. Right?
Oh, Holy Night. Yes,
oh, Holy
duet.
Night. Oh yeah.
I'll have to share it on Facebook. One of my friends recently texted me about that. She's like, "Hey," and she saw a photo of it. She's like, "I didn't know you you sang like or you did this." So yes. You will definitely be seeing some more music in the near future.
Remix, you know, do a little remix of it or whatever. So,
right.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, a rap.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Keeping loyal to my craft. You know, I just grew up south of the Fourth Ward. You know what I'm saying? Crystal City. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ted, do what I do by any means necessary. You know, I'm on my grind, you know. I'm on my grind, keeping it 100 down here.
I'm keeping it fresh.
I'm fresh and 100 and puro, yeah, everything. So,
oh my goodness,
that is fun stuff. I like that. Yeah, I know you gotta have a little laugh here, but the other thing that's going really good is you have other folks that are tagging you and their stuff, and that's really doing good for you on social media. You know what I mean? It's like it doubles and triples down the thing. So
yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah, social media is a good platform. It's a good platform.
I see the best buddies thing that you talked about. Is that, was that your best buddy?
Yeah.
The gentleman with the glasses? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, his name's Keaton.
Yeah, man. He's looking sharp.
Yeah, he looks good. Handsome.
Yeah.
We did a runway walk together. He killed
it. Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing it now. Seeing it now. Yeah, he was good. So that is that's excellent. So moving forward, if folks wanted to, you know, contact you or reach you, what do you have an Instagram or a Facebook or a place where folks can? Yeah. What's your touch points there?
Yeah, so you can reach me on Instagram, which is Blaine Janelle, or Facebook at Blaine Ochoa is my last name. Or you can go to beautywithblaine.com and email me on my website. And my email is located on there. But
so,
for those of you, I'll give you my email, I guess, too, if people want to reach me that way. But just BlaineJanelle@gmail.com. That's fine as well. Any questions, concerns, anything that you have for me, you can contact me those ways.
Sweet. And you better contact her now before she gets so famous and she'll be like, "Ugh, I'm working on my craft right now. I can't be bothered. You know, I'm not, you're going to be humble, but,
I won't be like that."
Man, I ran into somebody. I didn't run in. I was at this function and this person was just too busy to interact with his fans. And I was just furious for his fans. You know, I'm like, man, dude, these people are here. Some of these people paid $6,000 and $7,000 for these tickets. You know what I mean? And here you are too busy. Like, that is not good, bro.
Right.
So I almost
went to
the Twitter sphere and probably would have got my ass beat because it's UFC fighters. So I don't want to But anyway, I just, I'm always, I have a soft heart for the fans. You know what I mean? Like, gosh, these people are
for
here
sure.
Standing in line. The bodyguard's like, no, he's digesting a French fry right now. Give him space. Like, give me a break. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, the fans are what helped make you who you are. And
exactly, man.
You
Exactly. Justin and I get questions and calls and DMs and PMs and stuff like that. And we respond timely to people and you know, cause at the end of the day, we're all people, man. So,
yes, absolutely.
Real quick. I know we still have a few minutes. Beauty with Blank. What? So I know you have that website. What are your thoughts moving forward on that brand aspect?
That's something that, has been my brand, you know, and still is. And I need to do more work with that. Actually, I've kind of put that maybe on the back burner, I guess, and since being Miss Houston and doing everything else I'm doing. I love that because I'm also, you know, empowering people through beauty, but inner and outer beauty, you know, giving them health and beauty tips. I kind of document all the work that I do, some of the work that I do, you know, in the media industry on my Beauty with Blank platform. So that's definitely something that I may make some changes with and continue to move forward with. I love Beauty with Blank and just it's been a great way for me to use it as a platform too.
No, man, it rolls really well. Just like that Miss Academy is a solid play, how that just flows. Miss Academy, what it does, what it does for the, you know, how it feeds into the other organization. And then how Beauty with Blank is a similar vehicle in terms of your branding, in terms of a nice place to
thank you.
Showcase. Well, I mean, yes, you're welcome. But showcase A, your writing, and or B, do some beauty segments, you know, and whatnot with that as that goes. And I think that'll be, I was just curious to know if you were going to continue with that and keep that going.
Yes, I do plan to, for sure.
You're going to need to hire some sort of a communications major. You need to have an intern working for you.
I know. I'm at that point where I am. I'm kind of looking to hire someone to,
I know.
To help do the, you know, the things that I, you know, that I, you know, don't keep me so.
Right. Need to attend to them.
So I can free my time more up.
Exactly. When you get.
Need a helper.
you get so busy and you're doing a lot of different things and putting yourself out there and then you want to get it all done, but sometimes it's just hard to get it all done. So,
definitely looking for maybe an assistant.
There you go. And then Beauty with Blank, you know, as time goes forward, you know, get talk to me later, whatever. But you know, I mean, way forward. But that whole beauty, that coaching and consulting, you know what I mean? That's beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different than an MUA. You're not an MUA, but you're kind of. You're the consultant, you're the coach, kind of going there and so that'd be a nice
absolutely.
Option for you as well if you wanted to get out of the limelight and just see some clients, you know, just
for sure. Nice, I was thinking recently about clients. You know, putting ebooks and you know everything pertaining to beauty and health on there and I'm really expanding that, so I do need to do that for sure.
Or do a video series that's kind of in the cloud and people pay to, you know what I mean? And have your own proprietary video series that folks can buy or buy one at a time or whatever. That seems to be what folks in my space are doing in the coaching sphere and whatever else is they're just kind of getting stuff and, you know, monetizing it by going online and whatnot. Kind of like, you know, not seeing it for free on YouTube, but going through you and then paying you to see what you have to offer. So good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you. Oop, I was going to say anything else before we wrap up for today, ma'am?
I guess not. Do you have, any more questions? Are we good?
First of all, wanted to thank you for coming on the show again. And thanks for sharing your experiences and man, you've packed in. Yeah, you've packed in so much, and you're only halfway through the year, right? So, on the cycle. So that is just a fantastic. Looking forward to see what's going to happen with you on the rest of the year, and then look forward to having you come back again sometime. I'd love to hear. You know, I can't wait to see what all really hits for you, whether it be music and acting and other opportunities. So it'll be fun to see what actually shakes out down the line.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. So
yes,
I really enjoyed it.
Well,
I apologize about
you.
The rain and the crazy weather.
That's okay. We're very patient here. We understand about those weather conditions. So well, folks, there it is, another fantastic show. And Blaine was with us today. And come by and see us. I think we're on iHeartRadio now, but also see us on Apple Podcasts. All of our shows are there and they're archived. Also on the LA Talk Radio site, all of our shows are archived with show summaries. And I'm sure our listeners want to go back and listen to Blaine over and over again to hear what she was saying and get some insights and get some motivation. So let's see. Justin can be reached at nimmergood.com and I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. So have a blessed week, everybody. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. And we'll see you then. Have a good week, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.